Dr. J.B. Rhine initiated the scientific approach and studied the phenomenon now known as parapsychology at Duke University, and he was in Durham, North Carolina in 1930. And Dr. Rhine is widely considered to be the father of modern parapsychology, and he was the one who coined the phrase extrasensory perception, or ESP. And he did that in order to describe the apparent ability of some people, which we know now, all of us have this, but at the time, some people, to acquire information without the use of the physical senses. Dr. Rhine is the man who invented Zahner cards, and he named those cards after his research associate named Carl Zahner. And this deck of cards, it was composed of five different symbols that showed up five times. So there were 25 cards. Each one of the symbols was there, a cross, a star, wavy lines, a circle, or a square. And under experimental conditions, his test subjects would attempt to guess what card and what symbol that another person would be concentrating on. And this process was just the beginning and only one of the many aspects of ESP. The familiar term extrasensory perception, or what we commonly call ESP, is really and truly an overall expression for many different areas of intuitive abilities. These abilities include telepathy, precognition, clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairgustience, and clairolfaction. And telepathy, well, that is mind-to-mind perception. Precognition is perception before an event occurs. Clairvoyance is, as it implies, perception through clear seeing. Clairsentience is perception through clear feeling. Clairaudience is perception, you can probably guess, through clear hearing. Here's a couple of unusual ones. Clairgustience, that is perception through clear tasting. And clairolfaction is the perception that we use through clear smelling. So let's examine some examples of each of these unique perceptions. Telepathy, or mind-to-mind perception, is the experience that's most directly linked to ESP. We've all heard of someone who says, "You're reading my mind." Telepathy is a perception that occurs in the present moment when one person has a thought and another person receives it. If you'd like to develop this perception, it is necessary, obviously, to practice this with a partner. And by taking turns in sending or receiving thoughts or colors or numbers, you can get a very clear idea of whether you are best at giving information or receiving it.